And thank you for invitation. I'm very happy to be here and hope to discuss with many of you as much as possible. Okay, I'm going to discuss some representation of the elliptic quantum group and their connection to geometry. My today's talk is based on these two papers published in Journal of Integrable Systems. Okay, my basic motivation is I want to understand the recent works done by Okunkok and his company in geometry from the algebra side. And actually, he has lots of works, and among them, I'm here interested in following works done with Morik and Andres Mironov and Agarajic and Eduard Frenkel. So, Okunkok. So they formulated a stable envelope. And then they derived the geometric R matrix. And also using this R matrix, they derived the geometric action of some quantum groups. Quantum groups on equivariant cohomology or equivariant K-theory. Here, X denotes the Nakajima Kuiper variety. And as you know, that this works deeply related to Arudai Gayot Tachikawa correspondence. Gayot Tachikawa. And also, they formulated the so called vertex function. This is a certain generating function of quasi map counting. And using these, they derived the integral solution to the QKZ equation. And yeah, this solution has a deep relationship to Bethe ansatz. And also, they studied certain quantum difference equation for Kuiper variety, which is dual to the QKZ equation. quantum difference equation for X dual to QKZ equation. And they show that the connection coming from this difference equation gives a quantum multiplication in quantum cohomology. And in this talk, I will mainly discuss algebraic interpretation of stable envelope and vertex function in elliptic setting. Namely, I will consider an elliptic quantum group and its some representation. And by using such a representation, I will derive the elliptic stable envelopes and elliptic analog of the vertex functions. And moreover, as an application, I will derive a geometric action of the elliptic quantum group on the elliptic cohomology. And this last result can be seen as a solution to the long-standing problem of seeking a quantum algebra structure acting on elliptic cohomology initiated by Grunowski and Ginzburg, Kapranok, and Bassero. Okay, and also I will not touch this problem in my talk. I have something want to say on this duality. So namely, as you know that this QKZ equation is a difference equation for equivariant parameter. In my notation Z. Whereas this quantum difference equation is a difference equation in so-called Kähler variable or Kähler parameter. Or we call the dynamical parameter. And in my notation, this is pi. And Andrei Okunkov usually use a here and z here. So please do not confuse them. Okay, and so this in this duality, the role of z and pi exchanged. And recently, Aganajic and Okunkov related this duality to the 3D mirror symmetry of supersymmetric gauge theory. And concerning this problem, I think the quantum group can provide a natural framework to deal with such duality. Because as I will show soon, the elliptic quantum group is a dynamical quantum group. And there are these two variables appear very naturally. And so I hope that my talk interests those who are working on this area as well. Okay. So my plan of this talk is as follows. In section one, I will make a quick review of elliptic quantum group. In particular, UQP SLN hat case and representations. And in particular, I will introduce the vertex operators. And in section two, I will discuss some derivation of the so-called elliptic weight functions. And then I will discuss some derivation of the integral solution to the elliptic QKZ equation using this weight function. Then in section three, I will discuss a connection to geometry. In particular, I will give an identification of this weight function with the elliptic stable envelope. And in section 4, as an application of this identification, I will give a level 0 action of UQP SLN hat on elliptic cohomology. Here, X denotes the cotangent bundle to the partial flag variety, F lambda. So for this purpose, I will give a correspondence between the so-called Gelfand-Zetterlin basis on the tensor product of the finite dimensional representation of UQP SLN hat and the fixed point class on the elliptic cohomology. Okay, so let me start by give a quick review of the elliptic quantum group. UQPG. This is a dynamical elliptic quantum group I introduced more than 20 years ago and developed with Jimbo and Odake Shiraishi and Kojima and Kazuyuki Oshima. So here, in general, you can take G as any affine real algebra. As well as toroidal real algebra. But in this talk, I will only consider G equal SLN hat case in this talk. And we set UQP equal UQP SLN hat. Okay. And before giving a definition of UQP SLN hat, let me give some general characterization of this UQP. So, as I wrote in the abstract, UQPG is an elliptic and dynamical analog of the quantum affine algebra or quantum toroidal algebra. In the Dorenfeld realization. And in particular for G equal GL1, GLn hat case, we have an isomorphism between UQP and Felder's central extension of Felder's elliptic quantum group. So this is a theorem I obtained in 2016, UQP GL n hat is isomorphic to central extension of Felder's elliptic quantum group. And also, it is known from very beginning that UQP level one UQP. This means C takes a canonical. We have a canonical central element C, and this takes a value one. And so, in this level one UQP. G, and here G is untwisted affine algebra. In this case, this is nothing but the algebra of screening currents of the Dehomed W algebra. Deformation of W algebra associated with G, classical part of G, but the coset type. So this means the usual Goddard-Kent-Olive coset construction of W and its deformation. So G in the level R minus dual coset number minus one, and G level one, and the diagonal embedding of G of R, level R minus G. Yeah, so UQP naturally contains the structure of the deformation of W algebra. Okay, so let me give a definition of UQP SL n hat. So we denote, this is denoted by UQP. Through this talk. So, as I said, this is a dynamical quantum group. So, I introduce the dynamical parameter P and consider the following doubled Carlton subalgebra denoted by H. And it's dual. So associated with P, we also introduce the new element Q, large Q, and C lambda zero. And here H bar denotes the usual Carlton subalgebra of SLN with basis H, J. Minus one. And pH bar denotes its dynamical parameter counterparts. And also h bar star denotes usual dual to the Cartan subalgebra. And we also have its counterpart Q. And then it is convenient to introduce the orthonormal basis of Euclidean spaces. So Rn C epsilon j. And epsilon I and epsilon j are orthonormal. And let epsilon bar j denotes epsilon j minus 1 over n times k equal 1 to n epsilon k. And then we can parameterize a simple root alpha j like epsilon bar j minus epsilon bar j plus 1. And similarly, we can parameterize p alpha j as p epsilon bar j minus p epsilon bar j plus 1, and so on. And then let's set f equal the field of meromorphic function on H star. Sorry, I forgot to say that. And we set the pairing as follows. Alpha I and HJ gives a Cartan matrix element AIJ, and Q alpha and P beta gives an inner product of alpha and beta. Here, alpha beta coming from H bar star. And then we regard that alpha and H and Q and P are Heisenberg algebra by this commutation relation. Sorry, minus ka. And okay. So then UQP is a topological algebra. Over the field of over the ring of formal power series in P, generated by the following elements: alpha j m and e j n, f j n and k j plus minus. And here j x 1 to n minus 1, and m is a non-zero integer, and n is integer. And also we have a degree operator d and the canonical central element c. And in order to write down a defining relation, it is convenient to introduce the following generating functions for alpha and E and F. And we call them the elliptic currents. So EJ, Z denotes such sum. Of EJN Z minus N and FJZ for N over integer and FJN Z minus N and also Psi minus J Z denotes KJ plus minus 1 normal ordering of exponential plus minus q inverse times alpha jm over 1 minus p plus minus m p plus minus m z minus m. Then defining relation of UQP was written there. Here. So
well, where does alpha appear in these generating functions? It's alpha not a
alpha?
Yeah.
Alpha is one of the generators.
But it's not in these generating functions? It's not in the generating function?
It's kind of generating function. You can expand this in a formal Lorentz series in Z.
I can't say maybe. Just can't
oh. It's in the numerator.
Yeah, the numerator there is an alpha.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
And the defining relations are here. So this first block indicates that our elliptic current E and F has a dynamical natures. So E doesn't commute with P, but it's commute with P plus H. But F commute with P, but not commute with P plus H, something like that.
So what is G?
G is a monomorphic function of P or P plus H. And this relation.
Sir, what is H? H, P, and P plus H.
H is Cartan, from Cartan. Here. General element in here. And this relation indicates that we have a Heisenberg subalgebra generated by alpha im. And we call this alpha im the elliptic boson because we have two deformation parameters, q and p. So square bracket with q denotes usual q integers. So we have two deformation parameters, q and p here. So we call this alpha the elliptic bosons. And these relations are actually quite parallel to those of the quantum affine algebra in Dorenfeld realization. Okay, and so this is a definition. And then I can I continue? And we also have an L operator. So this is a work with Kojima. So L operator, we have two L operator, L plus and minus. This is given in this form. Times Eij, so this denotes the n by n matrix unit. So these are elements in n cn tensor UQP satisfying so first of all, L plus and L minus in elliptic quantum group are not independent. L minus is given by L plus by such shift in Z. So here we take C equal K. So level K representation we take. So in this case, L minus is given from L plus in this way. And then L plus satisfies the following RLL relations. And here, this R plus denotes a dynamical elliptic R matrix of SLN hat type. I wrote the explicit representation in the right end. so yeah, so we have some certain scalar function here, but this is not important here. And all these matrix elements are given in terms of theta function, Jacobi odd theta function. So this square bracket denotes this odd theta functions through this talk. And yeah. That's all. And also, we have R with a star. This denotes a replacement of P to P star. here, so. P star denotes P times Q to minus 2K. So we take K positive real numbers.
Sorry, I have a question. So,
yeah.
So normally one gets these RLL relations from finite dimensional representations of, say, the N-mean. But because of the central parameter, you wouldn't expect any finite dimensional representations of this algebra. Is that correct? So
yeah, we have a universal elliptic R matrix, and you can take a finite dimensional representation of them. You can get, for example, this that R matrix can be given obtained by taking a vector representation of such universal elliptic R matrix.
Even when the central charge is non-zero, there are finite dimensional representations?
No. Finite dimensional representation is has a level zero only.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but elliptic norm can depend on. Can take to P and P star. R matrix itself is a finite dimensional matrix, but elliptic norm can depend on P and P star. And we realized L plus operator in such Gauss decomposed form. And here, JL, take from 1 to large N. And we call these F plus and K plus and E plus the half currents. And actually, we can realize these half currents in terms of the elliptic currents here and alpha. This is a work done with Kojima in 2003. Okay, and then next thing is coalgebra structure. We take so-called Hopper algebraic structure. This was introduced by Etchingov and Varchenko in 2000. I forgot, but they introduced and developed by Rosengren and Kehring and me. So roughly speaking, this is a convenient framework to deal with such dynamical coefficient, which are not commute with generators. And there are, we need to use modified tensor product denoted by tilde. So this is an usual tensor product with the following extra conditions. So say G P plus P P star on first tensor component can move to the second one by this rule. So moving from first tensor component to the second one, we get such dynamical shift. So this is an extra condition tensor tilde satisfy, must satisfy. And then thanks to this modification, the co-product can be taken as a usual matrix tensor product of the L operators. So this means if you take a coproduct of L plus ij, then this is given by sum of L plus ikz or tensor tilde kjz. Okay. Then let's consider representations.
Is that P star or P when you move G, function G?
Yeah.
Is that P? That's P.
P. P star should change to P. Okay, representations. Here we consider two representations. The first one is the level one representation, denoted by F lambda A. The level one UQP module. And here, lambda A denotes the fundamental weight of SLN hat. So A takes 0, 1, and minus 1. And as like a level one module of usual affine algebra, we have a free field realization of this F lambda A. So this means that we can realize this as a tensor product of the Fock space of these elliptic bosons and group algebra of the root lattice. And the second representation we consider is the evaluation representation associated with the vector representation of SLN. So expressed by VZ. So this is a V tensor Laurent series. And here we denotes the vector representation of SLN hat. Mu 1 to n. And we denote the V mu denotes the weight vectors. So this is the level 0 representation. Okay, so then using these two representations, we can introduce the vertex operators. So vertex operators, it's denoted by phi z, is the following intertwining operators. F lambda A to VZ tensor F lambda A prime. And here A prime, so in SLN N hat case, A prime denotes a cyclic permutation of A. satisfying the following intertwining relations. Take X from UQP, then this commute with phi with in the sense of co-multiplication. For any X in UQP. So using the level one free field representation for X, We can solve this linear equation for phi explicitly. And then we obtain the following results. This is also, this was also done with Kojima. So we define a component of the vertex operators the following way. V mu tensor y mu z. So this is a component of the, our vertex operators. Then we realize the top component, yn, in the following exponential boson form. Normal order times group algebra elements. So this is a top component, and here epsilon denotes the new elliptic boson related to the old one in the following way. Alpha j m equal q integer m square times q minus q inverse epsilon j m minus q m epsilon j plus 1 m. And summing all epsilon with this coefficient vanish. So this is nothing but a well-known formula for alpha j equal epsilon bar j minus epsilon j plus 1 bar j, and the sum of all epsilon j bar vanish. And then the other components, y mu z, can be obtained from the top component by applying the half currents. F plus mu n. And explicitly, this is given by the following multiple integrals. We take the cycle, we take torus as a cycle. And so this is a multiple integral of top component phi z times elliptic f type elliptic current fn minus 1, t integration variable is denoted by t, ten f my mu z mu times integration kernel phi mu, denoted by phi mu z t phi. And I will write down this integration kernel. So this is a very important one to derive the elliptic weight functions.
So then
Sorry?
Your two colleagues at the bottom there. So you have phi sub m of z on the left.
This
on the left, you have over there.
Mm.
Is equal to an integral over phi sub n of z?
Yeah. Integration variable appear only in the elliptic currents. And this integration kernel depend on z. This is given by the following product of the ratio of the Jacobi theta functions. Here, so I forgot to say that in my notation, the dynamical parameter pi, I said very beginning, is related to p plus h in this way. So ij, and Eij denotes the p epsilon bar j minus p epsilon I p epsilon bar j and so on. And this v is an additive notation of my integration variable t and related to t in this way. Tm equal q to Vm. So this is my notations. And I have one remark. So as I said that UQP contains a deformed W algebra structure naturally. So in this case, this phi n gives a deformation of the primary field in usual W algebra. Primary field. In this case, QWN algebra. Okay, so next, discuss some derivation of the weight functions. Yes?
In case where G is not equal to GOF, what do you replace this cyclic permutation of the weight
function? Well, I don't remember, but there are certain rules to change. Yeah. Okay, the weight functions. So we consider the following product of the vertex operators. And here mu I takes from 1 to large n. And then we also need the following combinatorial notations. So for L in 1 to large n, let's IL denotes the index set of I, 1 to n, satisfying I mu equal L. And we set lambda L to be the cardinality of I L. Then set of all I L, I 1 to I n gives a partition of 1 to n. And also, for given set of lambda, satisfying lambda equal n, we define calligraphic I lambda is a set of all partitions satisfying such that cardinality of IL equal lambda L. And I also introduce lambda upper index L is a following sum of lambda 1 to lambda L, and also I with upper index I is also a sum of I1, I2, and IL. And also I denote the elements in I upper index I is small I L1 to I L lambda L. So in the increasing order. Okay, and then we have a natural embedding structures. And this naturally gives a partial flag variety. We denoted by lambda L, appeared in the very beginning in my talk. Satisfying dimension of this coset is given by lambda L. So I will use this notation later. Okay, then the following assignment is technically important to derive a weight function which can be compared with the stable envelope. So, namely, we assign the variable TLA to the argument of the elliptic current argument of our elliptic current F lambda appearing in the ILS vertex operator. So this order is counted from right, first, second, and so on. So in the ILS vertex operator, if FL appears, that argument should be TLA. So for example, if I n minus 1, n minus 1 equal I mu mu equal k, then our kth vertex operator is given by the following expressions. Starting from the top component of phi. Sorry. Well, 30 minutes. Yeah, no problem.